Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to just have a look at a general update on the US economy. There were a couple of data points released that are worth focusing on. And I think what we want to get a sense of is what's happening to the overall performance of the US economy. What are the chances that inflation becomes more problematic, and what do we think about US interest rate cuts going forward? In terms of the South African data, not a lot of data released. There was an update on South Africa's formal sector employment. There was also an update on PPI inflation and consumer confidence. So we'll touch on some of those numbers and then have a look forward in terms of what we think unfolds over the coming weeks. So let's start with the US economy, and I think essentially we want to ask ourselves three questions. The first is there any evidence of an economic slowdown in the US? And the answer, I think, is yes. A range of economic data is softening. That doesn't mean that the US is heading to a recession. I think it simply means that the rate of growth is moderating. So if I look at where the US was growing last year, it was up at around 2.7%. This year, we have an estimate that is around 1.3%, and I think that's more or less where a range of private sector analysts have their expectations for US growth. Now, that slowdown is being revealed in a range of indicators, including particularly the housing market. That's been weak now for a fair number of months, and in the last 2 months, we've seen a month-on-month decline in house prices. We've also seen a moderation in terms of some of the labor market data. It doesn't mean that the US is about to lose jobs on a monthly basis, but it does appear that if you do lose your job in the US, it's becoming more difficult to find a job. And we see that revealed in the continuing jobless claims, which are trending higher. Then we've also seen some weakness in manufacturing activity. I don't think it's particularly pronounced, and there are one or two sectors that are actually benefiting from the higher tariffs, but in total you would say that manufacturing is under a little bit of pressure. And then lastly, we have seen some softening of some of the fixed investment areas, particularly if I look at components of durable goods orders. Those numbers have eased off. So there are a range of indicators that would suggest that the US economy is softening. I think what's holding up the US economy is consumer spending. And as long as wages keep going up above inflation, which is currently the case, and as long as the US keeps adding jobs, then that's more than enough to keep the economy reasonably buoyant. In other words, to ensure that the US can avoid a recession. So for me, the most critical number to watch is the monthly employment data. If at any point those numbers go negative, then clearly the situation has started to worsen considerably. And what you'll see emerge out of that would be significant fears that the US is going into a recession. The second question is there any sign of inflation emerging in the US? And the answer is not at the moment. Obviously, we've had the tariffs in place for a couple of months, but it's not revealing itself in higher inflation on any level. Now, that doesn't mean that inflation is not going to move higher. We know that there was a significant amount of imports going into the US ahead of the tariff increases, and that was done on purpose in order to cushion the effect of the tariff hike. So it's entirely feasible that you'll see the tariffs impact inflation in the next couple of months. So I wouldn't be too complacent about the fact that there's still no sign of upward pressure on inflation, although there is a broadening array of data that suggests that companies are absorbing some of the tariff increases and not simply passing it all on to the consumer. So I still expect inflation to move up, but not in a way that's particularly onerous on the US economy. The third question is, will the US Federal Reserve cut rates? They have certainly adopted a wait-and-see strategy in recent months, and I think for the moment that's probably likely to persist, but there are an array of members of the FOMC in the US that I think are warming up to the idea of cutting rates further. They seem to be focused on the fact that the economy is losing momentum, that the labor market is softening, and the fact that there's still no evidence that tariffs are going to cause upward pressure on prices. So if over the next month or two there's still no indication of inflation moving up, then you would anticipate the Fed re-engaging and starting to cut interest rates, which then would set us up for at least two further cuts this year. In terms of the South African economic data that was released last week, there was at least one positive set of data, and that was PPI inflation. For the month of May, the number moved down to a mere 0.1%. During the month, we actually had a decline in producer prices. And if I drill down into the sub-detail within that, there were a number of categories where prices are falling and there's clearly very little upward pressure at a producer level. That included a meaningful decline in food prices. And so that will be encouraging when we look at CPI. Obviously, the Reserve Bank is ideally wanting to keep inflation anchored at around 3%, and it's been at that type of level now for a couple of months. But unfortunately, we do have an expectation that South Africa's inflation rate will drift higher in the second half of the year. In terms of that expectation, it is helpful that PPI remains subdued, because that would then argue that the upward drift in inflation may be fairly modest. And overall, that I would say is good news for the SA economy, and certainly good news in terms of the interest rate expectation. We still anticipate the South African Reserve Bank cutting interest rates at least once more in the second half of the year. The other economic data out of South Africa was unfortunately less encouraging. To start with, we had a decline in formal sector employment that was measured for the first quarter of the year. From what Stats SA told us is that in the quarter we lost 74,000 jobs in the formal sector, which is obviously not good. Some of those job losses are seasonal, simply because our labour market data is not seasonally adjusted. So as you go from the end of the year, the final quarter of the year, into the first quarter of the year, there's a natural fall off in employment, because at the end of the year there's a lot more activity in things like retail, leisure, hospitality, those types of sectors. And so it's not especially surprising that we saw a loss in employment within those sectors in the first quarter of the year. But if we look at the data more broadly, it doesn't paint a good picture. If I look at it over the last 2 years, we've lost in excess of 300,000 jobs in the formal sector. And I do understand that we are debating the accuracy of our employment data within the informal sector. When I look at the formal sector data, where we get two particular surveys, it's not suggesting a good outcome. And clearly that puts a range of other industries under pressure, things like contribution to medical aids, contribution to pension funds. All of those areas come under pressure when you're not adding formal sector employment. So not a good set of employment numbers for the first quarter of the year. If I look at the other data point that was released, was South Africa's consumer confidence that was measured for the second quarter of the year. The number improved a little bit relative to the first quarter, but overall it remains in negative territory, which means that on a relative basis consumers remain fairly downbeat. And I think there are a myriad of factors that explain that, including the fact that the labor market's weak, including the fact that interest rates are high, the economy has softened, and that the political backdrop in South Africa remains a little bit uncertain. So nothing really there to support consumer confidence, and I think the data reveals that. So the mix of this, not good for South Africa, and it confirms that we've had a very difficult start to the year, and clearly for the year as a whole it's going to be challenging to lift the growth rate to much above 1% at this stage. It's very evident we need a lot more policy reform, implementation of a range of private-public partnerships, and generally an uplift in business and consumer confidence in order to get the economy to feel a lot more buoyant. That's all from me for this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that Standard Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.